A new art exhibit in Chattanooga looks at how artists use modern tools to make work that comments on our relationship to technology. WUTC's Will Davis spoke with the show's curator.
New Media New Millennium is a digital art exhibit at the Hunter Museum. Jason Faunberg organized the show. Faunberg is an art critic and curator based in Chicago, and I talked to him on the telephone. The art in New Media New Millennium is from the Toma Foundation.
The Carl and Marilyn Toma Art Foundation is based on an art collection that Carl and Marilyn have been amassing since the 70s. And like a lot of art collectors, they spent many years enjoying their artworks that they collect within their own private home. But about 4 years ago, they decided to create a foundation as a way to share the artworks with the public. I'm the curator of the art collection, and so I help them find new work to add to the collection. I reach out to other museums to share the collection.
New Media, New Millennium is an exhibition that's at the Hunter Museum right now. Tell me about it.
New Media, New Millennium was curated by the Hunter Museum, and what museums end up doing is using our collection as kind of like a library. So the Hunter, for example, looked at our collection and selected approximately 15 different works to create a statement. And all of these works come from our collection. They're all what we would call digital artworks. Sometimes people call them new media, computer art, time-based art. It's all generated with software. But what makes it really different than, say, something like a painting that's been, you know, created by using digital source material is that everything is shown in a digital output. I think that's really special about this field of art is that it's shown on monitors.
What are some of your favorite pieces in the show?
I think one of my favorites is by Leo Villarreal. It's called Big Bang, and it's a large metal disc that hangs on the wall, and embedded are about 1,600 LED lights. It's beautiful because when you dim the lights, it's dazzling, but I'm blown away by what's inside, and what you can't see is the computer processing the artwork live. It's a live, living artwork. I love Jennifer Steinkamp's bouquet, and it's the largest work in the show, and I think a lot of people are drawn to it immediately. It's projected directly on the wall. It is a imaginative bouquet of flowering trees from different seasons, so winter, spring, summer, all together, and fall. This bouquet that couldn't really exist in, on a table, for instance. And Jennifer Steinkamp's work, bouquet, kind of sways in the wind in this gentle hypnotic way. And it's really specifically projected on the wall instead of like in a movie theater or on a screen because she thinks that it can change that space. And I think that's a really exciting idea. It's simple, but sometimes simple ideas have a great amount of power.
Is the museum audience for digital art the same audience that goes to museums for more traditional art, like painting or sculpture?
Okay, so that's a good question. A lot of these artists are working with very similar themes around art. Perceptual abstraction, beauty, color, systems of making and expression through color, but it's just the tools have changed. And I do see the digital art in a continuum from the 1960s and 70s explosions of color to something like the Leo Villarreal that we have in our exhibition, where it's color, but it's using LEDs instead of paint. I love if people can make that connection and walk into the museum.
I've seen the show twice now.
and I just love it. I think it's fun, and it's sort of scary and beautiful and kind of sad.
What do you think when you say the word that it's scary or sad? Tell me about that.
It seems like there's a number of examples of sort of the analog to digital migration, and that's always a little sad when you leave one format for another or change in that way. Something is gained, but then something is left behind.
You're right that a lot of artists are commenting or critiquing that shift from analog to digital, because we're still in the primitive moment of digital technology. Computers, as we know them, being invented in the 1960s, really developing through the 80s to being able to sit on your desk, that's very, very new technology. So I think a lot of artists are still confronting, what does that mean? How does that fit into our lives? We talk about digital technology connecting us and making the world a better place, but there's a question mark at the end of that too. We tend to put a lot of trust into technology and even into websites. We share a lot very freely online through Facebook and Twitter, and yet we're sometimes betrayed by those websites and softwares. It's great to hear your response to the work. I'm always interested in how people respond, and I think you're right to read in some melancholy. So that melancholy that you read, maybe that's just part of human nature.
Why is New Media, New Millennium a good exhibition for someone who's new to digital art?
It's almost a small survey of what's going on in the field right now. You have a range of practitioners from different parts of the country. There's a little bit of international representation and a lot of different range of formats, from projectors to sculptures to LED works. So you get a good sample. It's like a taste of what's possible. It's not historic in the sense that our collection goes back to the 1960s, but this show really does focus on the new and what's been made in this millennium, and we are at the start of this millennium. And standing at the start of this millennium, you can almost just imagine whatever new tools and technologies are going to come into our world, artists are going to be at the forefront as well, and they're going to be grabbing onto those as they have been for many years, very excited about how to grapple with these new technologies and also use them in ways that expand how we see not only art, but our own world.
Jason, I enjoyed our conversation a lot. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it. And I really appreciate you taking the time and to visit the show multiple times. And thanks for being a good viewer. And this was fun. Thank you.
New Media, New Millennium, Digital Art from the Toma Foundation, is on view at the Hunter Museum of American Art now through April 29th. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.